a Boy Scout called me and said, is there something I can do? I've got to do a community project for my Eagle Scout.
Yeah.
I said, well, we've got to clean out these buildings because people have been throwing stuff in there for 50 years.
Yeah.
And just leaving it. It's just non-historical stuff.
Right.
So he rounded up 12 people, 15 people, mm-hmm. kids and adults. They came over one Saturday morning and cleaned out the chicken house and the mill. And we threw away 60 cubic yards of trash. That's two of these big 30-yard dumpsters yeah, full. Yeah. And that was the type of help we were getting. And as people are getting excited about it now, and they're giving us farm equipment that fit. We had a list, a wish list of what kind we want. For instance, an R model Minneapolis Moline tractor. It was a painted yellow and everything. And because that was the tractor that was sold in 1952
right.
when they sold out.
Right.
And we're still looking for that, but we think we know where we can get one.
Okay.
But we're trying to restore all that. We need a 5-passenger Ford coupe from 1934.
Yeah.
This is all of the kind of things that we're trying to look at. It'll take us years to get all of it together.
Sure, right.
But we're going to open it as a park. The buildings will be closed, but there's signage on every building. A woman moved to town that did the signage for the National Park Services.
Mm-hmm.
She's helped us on this. She's written the text for the docents or the guides.
Mm-hmm.
A school teacher is going to take that text and adapt it to the fourth grade level, so because their attention span is not like an adult.
Right.
The maid of honor at Murals of My Wedding,
mm-hmm.
61 and a half years ago,
yeah.
collapsed and died on Thanksgiving Day a year and a half ago. Her husband, she was from here, and mm-hmm. Murals closest friend. And in fact, her brother was and father together had one of the big feedlots southeast of here where they fed about 12,000 head of cattle a year.
Wow.
And when she died, her husband, who owns a bank in Denver, the Mountain States Bank, said, I'd like to memorialize part of your project for Francis. So he sent me a check for $15,000. This year he sent another check for $10,000, and the next day he slipped on the ice at his house, hit his head, and killed him.
Oh, no.
So, but people have, there's a foundation in Philadelphia called the 1772 Foundation. They like to see projects like this get started, so they gave us money at the beginning to put all of our infrastructure underground. We put all our electricity, water, everything underground.
Mm-hmm.
And so with this Ludlow Griffith Foundation money in the 1772, we've been able to landscape it, trim the trees, paint the buildings.
Yeah, that's great.
Just go on and on. So it's been a fun project.
Sounds good.
We're running out of money fast, but we got a lot of time to finish it.
Yeah, money, money, money. You mentioned that one of the people that's working on this with you is a farmer.
Yes.
And he went to college?
Yes, up at CSU.
Does that tend to be the case where farmers go off to school? Or?
Yes. Almost all the farmers now go off to school and right. come back, which is a lot different than when the ethnic groups first moved in here
right.
and started farming.
When do you think that started?
I think that the education started up about 1936,
okay.
In the middle 30s. If they could get the money during the Depression.
Right.
It was pretty cheap to go to school at that time.
Yeah.
Tuition first semester, including all activities, football games and movies and everything on campus, was $75 first semester. It was only $55 the second semester.
Wow.